Welcome to On The Rise. It's your chance to meet up-and-coming musicians.
So my name is Asher McLaughlin.
Hello, this is Ben Lederberg.
My name's Lewis.
I'm Evan.
And I'm Taylor.
And find more out about the meaning of their songs and how they got their start.
She is a real person.
Ours is
Sally.
All right, this is Colin Campbell with On The Rise. I am sitting here with Riley Clemens. You want to go ahead and introduce yourself? Tell the audience where you're from, what kind of instruments and music you play?
Yeah. Hi, it's Riley Clemens, born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee, still here to this day. And I'm a songwriter, I'm an artist. I grew up playing music, and I would describe my artistic style as a unique blend of pulling a lot from gospel music, pop music, country music. It's a nice blend. It kind of takes on a lot of roles.
Awesome. All right, and next I'm going to throw, I normally like to do like a little icebreaker question, but instead of just one question, Great. You actually get 50 questions. But
Ooh,
all
I love
are,
it.
Are just one answer. So you can only use one word to answer all of these questions.
I like this. This is good. I like it.
All right, rapid fire. Are you ready?
I am ready for rapid fire. I would like to say that I'm quick on my feet, so... Let's see how
right.
this goes.
We will see. First question. What is the first thing that you grab in the morning?
Water.
Who is your biggest inspiration in life?
My mom.
What do you think people notice most about you?
I'm loud.
What is your biggest weakness or flaw?
My biggest weakness or flaw?
Just
probably
one
my reality TV. Reality TV. That's the compound word.
It's a compound word. Yeah. Okay. Your biggest strength.
Tenacity.
Okay. Good. What to you is the most perfect age to be?
20. Where I'm at.
Hey. Good. High school. Awesome or terrible?
Awesome.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Okay. We will actually go ahead and stop it there. That was enough rapid fire for one session.
Amazing.
But let's go ahead and get into the 3x3 breakdown. So let's start out with the first song, which is Healing.
Tunnel, didn't think that I could make it out. Got so used to the dark, I was scared of what the light would do now. I couldn't piece me back together with some band-aids and a roll of tape. Sitting around wishing it all away, believing there was something better, better. Just took a leap of faith. Now I'm healing. My soul began to feel the change. I let love flood my heart like the sun upon a tear-stained face. I'm slowly learning to be grateful. Found some purpose in all the hurt, and now I'm rediscovering what I'm worth. Just takes one step to turn the tables, but I had to take it first. Now I'm here.
Okay, and that was Healing, which was just recently released. The first question I want to ask was there a specific event that you were, you know, healing from, or what was actually the song in reference to?
Yeah, okay, so this song has had a journey of its own. I remember I was on a writing trip out in L.A. I'm a Nashville girl, so I made the hike over to California, and I was there writing. A little different, change it up, and I was getting to write with some people I love out there, which was fantastic. And so this is 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
Wow.
That's quite a minute. I know. I took in this song title called Healing that I had just sitting in the notes of my phone. And I remember quickly typing it in, inspired by watching somebody in my life who I love dearly, dearly, going through something that was challenging in a new sort of way they hadn't experienced. It was a very transitional time of life, and there were more bumps in the road than I think she would have expected or wanted. And so watching her hurt so badly and be in such a low place, was hard to comprehend and digest. And so from watching her hurt, I really wanted to write a song that captured what I wished for her and hoped for her coming out of that dark spot and getting to a place of healing and light and hope. And so walking into the studio, that's what we captured in the room. Written about this person, written about healing and hope. And it's funny, I think my team and I had this moment in quarantine, you know, after a year that's been so full of hurt and pain for so many people. Yeah. There's been a lot of loss, and there's been a lot of breaking, I can imagine. And so we felt like now is the perfect time to put the song out. I think what our world needs right now is a dose of healing, a dose of hope. And so I'm excited to release it now. I just hope it encourages people to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, that's very well said. I definitely got that from this song. And this song also, I want to say, this song hits so hard. It is such like an awesome powerhouse song to listen to. I just want to like tear down the blinds and just... it's really encouraging, really motivating, and really, I think empowering is probably the best adjective for how I feel after I finish listening to this. So,
it
sounds
so
like that's,
glad.
That was the intent behind it and a job well done.
It was. It was. I'm so glad that you got that from it. It really is special to, you know, when a song first comes out to hear how people are interacting and how the song is meeting them and their journey and their story and where they're at. So that's really incredible to hear.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into the next song of the 3x3 breakdown. We're actually doing a special little twist this week where we're going to do four songs because there were just too many songs that I loved of yours and we want to talk about all of them. So the next song that we are going to talk about is entitled Broken Prayers. And here it is.
I've been taught how to talk to you. Hold it together, make the bad look better. Say all the words that I'm supposed to. Bow my head, say amen, yeah that'll do. Making every dead end look like heaven. Like being okay is the way to reach you. But you're not afraid of all the things I feel. So why am I afraid of being real? All of my edges, they're a little rough, but that's all I gotta bring. Cause you're not afraid of all the things I feel. Don't have to hide the face, desperate cry in a dark place. You take me that way, all of me. You want bad tears, every messy word, every scar and every fear. You want all I have, with no hope to bear. When I'm hurt, at my worst, you'll be amazing. Cause you see the beauty in my broken cracks. In my broken cracks. In my broken cracks. In my broken cracks. My broken
cracks. All right, and that was Broken Prayers. This song, again, it sounds like it was about like a specific event. I don't know if it was another one of those songs that sounded like that took, you know, a few years to write, or if it was a little bit more instantaneous. But do you want to kind of tell us about how this song came to be where it's at?
Absolutely. So this song definitely came from a very specific place. As a kid, as a human who's grown up in church and been in church my entire life, faith and God have always been right at the forefront of how I process things and how I'm thinking about things. And I think that there's this moment, you know, as a kid who's grown up in church, where you decide that faith becomes your own, that it's your choice to have some Yep. sort of relationship with God. And so I think that this song for me, I remember I was in the process of writing for my first single. So I was signed to a label at the point, and we were searching around for the single. And I was writing and writing and writing and writing and writing and looking for the song. And I didn't feel right. I didn't feel like I had it yet.
Yeah.
And so I remember just honestly having one of those conversations with God, as I often do. But more from the point of why, I mean, I'm trying here. If I'm supposed to do this, if there's purpose behind this, then why do I feel so incapable? Mm-hmm. And basically, I remember getting my journal out, and I just wrote down all of these, just all the ways that I was angry, all of the ways that I was doubtful of what was going on, all of the things that I was ashamed of. I just wrote them down, and I remember looking, and at first I had this feeling of, oh my gosh, this is not how it's supposed to be. You know, you got to put yourself together a little bit more and then take yourself to God, then go to the feet, yeah. then do all of that. You know, that was the religion that was coming out, and, you know, the structured XYZ. But then I had this moment, this epiphany moment in the studio writing Broken Prayers. I was like, no, God doesn't want some perfect put together piece of who I am. He wants the broken prayers that sound messy and that have tears behind them and that are angry sometimes and that really, really show a deep spiritual connection with God.
Yeah, it's who you are. It doesn't have to be clean. It doesn't have to be spell checked and everything. It's just whatever you have.
Exactly. So this song was that for me. And I wrote this, and at first I was like, oh, this is just a personal song I needed to write. I just need to write it. It was just a personal thing. And then I quickly got emails from my team that this is it. This is it. And we're going to put this out first. And
so this was like one of your first
came out.
This was like your first single?
This was the first song I ever released as Riley Clemens.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, your voice sounds absolutely amazing in this, the produced version.
And thank you.
Yeah, for all of you listening, there is also acoustic versions of a lot of these songs too. Mm-hmm. And the original version sounds awesome and I love it. But I mean, maybe even more, your voice just radiates in the acoustic version because it's literally just your powerhouse voice and the thank piano you. There to back you up. So it's an incredible piece. When you say writing, do you normally like start with the lyrics, or are you like sitting at an instrument that is more inspirational to you, or what was kind of your process when you were just trying to get your feet into writing the song?
I think that, you know, the process for every song changes. I'll be in my car driving and have to pull over because I have an idea. I have a lyric that I have to write down. I'll be working out and a title will pop into my head and I'll write it down. Or either I'll be sitting at a piano and I'll hear a melody or I'll hear a progression and I'll make sure I get it down in voice moment. But nice. You know, it's very different. I think inspiration strikes where it strikes.
Yep.
But yeah, it's always different.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful song. And that's crazy that that was your first single that you wrote, because it sounds like there's a lot of experience and like a lot of years of musical intelligence in the song as well as in the lyrics. So
thank you. Yeah, I put that out when I was 18. It's crazy to think about 18.
So all right, well, let's go ahead process. And jump into the third song of the now 4x4 breakdown. We are going to be listening to a song called Fighting For Me.
I need the kind of love that can outlast the night. I need the kind of love that is willing to fight. When the going gets tough and my strength's not enough, I see you showing up like never before. This battle for my heart, you took off from the start. You are the peace when my mind's at war. And
was Fighting For Me. So that, I'm just gonna take a guess here. It sounds like you are maybe saying that God is the person kind of standing up for you. And is that the person who you're referring to in the song?
Yeah. And you know, I think the thing about a lot of my music is throughout my music, you can definitely hear the background of the gospel and just the stories of faith and the story of learning and growing through the sense of just a very humanistic point of view. And for this song, it's so funny, the way that we wrote it, I was writing it from the perspective of, again, a conversation with God.
Yeah.
And so looking at it, you know, taking a step back, it's real. I mean, it's really a song for everybody. I think that everybody needs somebody fighting for them. And people have taken it on in their anthem as an anthem in a multitude of ways, which has been really cool to see.
Yeah, I think, like you said, you know, it's very relatable. I mean, to anyone's life, if they, you know, have a specific inspiration person who is helping them get through a tough time or whatever, it's extremely, you know, you could, it's, you can kind of put yourself in the shoes of, a person, receiving that guidance and stuff like that. So it's extremely relatable.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah,
the music video for this song is really great too, and there's also an acoustic cover for this, which sounds awesome. Was this another one of the songs that was released really early in your career as a single, or was this later on as you developed?
This was like my second single. I'm sure. I mean, I've been putting out music for 2 years now, almost three. So it's been a really amazing journey, but this was one of the first singles that we put out. And I mean, this was a really special song, and this is when I really started to notice, you know, people finding their way to the music and interacting with it. So it's been a really special process, but, just overall, like the music video was so much fun. We had a great time with that, bringing in a dancer to really show the lyric in motion. We thought would be a really special concept for the video on this one. So it's fun to see the interpretations of it.
Yeah, it's extremely creative. Is there anything special when you play this live that maybe a feeling that you get or that you see kind of like from the audience, like an emotion or a reaction that you see from them?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the one that when I play shows, this is the one where people sing along and, and know the words. So this is the first time as an artist I've experienced that feeling.
Yeah.
Of seeing an audience know the words, which is always, I don't
know, you can't explain that. You don't know these people and they all know you and they all know your work, and it's a cool
thing. It's really special. I think that looking out into the audience, the thing that is most special about it is seeing people take it on as an anthem. I think ultimately it's about knowing you're not alone. It's about knowing that on your hardest day, when it's weighing the heaviest on your shoulders, that there's somebody fighting for you. There's somebody that has your back and that will see you through even when you don't do it right 100% of the time. And so it's special to see people in the audience claiming that.
Yeah. That's really cool. It's a really great piece. Let's go ahead and jump into the last song of the 4x4 breakdown, which is entitled Over and Over.
Thought I had already climbed. The weight of my mistakes hold me down like I'm paralyzed. Yeah. How many times have I asked for grace? Standing in the same broken place. I'll give you every good reason to walk away. But somehow you choose me. Here to catch me every time. I thought I was unlovable till you tore this heart of mine. Yeah, yeah. I'm worth more than my past mistakes. I'm never too far gone to say. I've given you every good reason to walk away. But somehow you choose me.
Over and over.
All right. Well, that was Over and Over Again. The feeling that I got from that song was that maybe you don't think you are good enough or not worthy the respect of another person or God, I'm imagining as well. Was that the emotion that was behind that song?
You nailed it. I mean, when I wrote this song, I remember walking in the studio feeling absolutely defeated. And I think it all started, I think we started with that first line. But it was staring at a mountain I thought I had already climbed. This feeling of, we're here again. I did this again. I made the same mistake again. And this sort of desperation. And I remember writing this and feeling so defeated. And so, I mean, the whole song is about, again, this one was so much fun. We got to pull in a gospel choir for this one. So definitely leaned into the gospel feeling and the richness of the vocals and the richness of just the magnitude of it all. And so you keep on showing me I'm loved over and over again. For me, this song comes from the perspective, again, of looking up, looking at God, looking at how he's shown me I'm loved. That's been the anchor of my life.
What did you think that you did? You sound like you are, like a perfect person in my eyes. What did you do that was wrong that you thought that you, you know, were not deserving of, like God's love towards you?
Yeah, I think for me, it's just I tend to push the important things to the side, like taking moments to slow down and soak it up, and things go by so fast. And, you know, you look back and, like, looking at it now, 2020, if I would have soaked up the days of shows a little more, you start playing that game where, you know, you think you've done the wrong thing, or you've written the wrong songs, or it's, I am a perfectionist. I'm not perfect, but I do wish I was. That's the default, but I think a lot of it is living with some anxiety and some OCD. That really came from this place of staring at a mountain I thought I'd gotten over already.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of times dealing with those personal complicated things has a way of making you feel less than. And so this song was a way of writing down the confirmation that I am worthy, even on the days I don't feel like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm a little bit OCD and maybe even borderline perfectionist myself. And it's really easy to just see everything that still needs to be done and that's left undone. But I think it's helpful to, you know, look yourself hard in the mirror and maybe even look back and say, what all have I accomplished? What all, you know, look at all the good that you've already done and remind yourself that, you know, that really means something as well.
Absolutely. And I remember getting the call from my manager one day, and at the time we were looking for a possible collaborator to do an alternate version. I really love putting out different approaches to songs and different ways of feeling them and hearing them. And so I knew I wanted to bring somebody to sing on this one with me. And so we were looking, and I remember getting the call from my manager, and he's like, what about Lauren Elena, who is an incredible, incredible country artist? She's on American Idol. She's here in Nashville now and has just an amazing, amazing voice and incredible music. And so it was an obvious yes on my end. So
yeah,
we got to work together. She contributed such a powerhouse dynamic and feeling to the song that really brought it to life in a new way. So it's a really special song.
Yeah. Absolutely. I really love the production of the song too. The subtle electronic elements keep me really, really interested in it. What's kind of like the process of how these songs are produced? Do you work closely with like the recording studio, and how does that all kind of come together?
So I have a group of collaborators and producers that I love working with, and you know, based on the session, based on who's part of the writing process or who's productive DNA, productive DNA. What does that mean?
I'm leaving it in.
That can mean a number of things. Productive DNA.
No, I get what you're saying.
Production style. Why didn't I should have said production style.
You're just trying to find the best fit. I mean, that's like, yeah, you got some different people.
I'm just trying to sound fancier than I am. I'm from the South, y'all. I say things like y'all.
Keep it real.
Their production style. So we try to match those things up.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Back to it. But the process normally starts with pretty basic, just sitting at a piano or a guitar and finding the song. I feel like it's very Nashville.
Yeah, absolutely.
To find the song before anything else comes.
Yeah,
and then after the song has some bones on it, has some identity to it, then we start going, okay, where does the production go? Where do we hear this?
Yep.
And based on who I'm working with, we'll go about it in a way that's super collaborative, and their production always brings it to life in a really beautiful way.
Yeah.
And so it's over and over specifically had a lot of different production ideas and notes, and we would go back and forth because I was on the road at the time. So it was fun to get to work and collaborate and land on what we landed on.
Yeah. I think, like you said, it's really important that you, it kind of had like the bones of the song in place and like knew what you want the song to be before adding too many different elements where, and you can hear like the real core of the song is still definitely preserved there. It's just enough of a little extra spice to be like, ooh, just to kind of like, you know, keep you interested.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Keeps it interesting.
What do you think your personal favorite instrument is to just sit down and write the first bare bones, you know, chords and, you know, melody of a song on?
I'm a piano girl. Piano has my heart, and it always will. That is my answer. I love.
Did you take lessons as a girl or anything, or did you kind of just pick it up on your own?
I did. I mean, I took a handful of lessons, but in the type of sense that I was the young girl who said, no, I want to learn to do it on my own. And so because of that, I just play to help myself get around, and I play to my songs and write my songs and familiarize myself with them. But it's mostly by ear, but I fell in love with the instrument and it's been pretty self-taught. So if I occasionally hit a wrong note, y'all know why I wasn't a good student.
should have practiced every day. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you think? Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Do you have a favorite like chord progression or key that your voice like really resonates in, that you know, if you're listening to another song, you'll be like, yo, let's transpose it to that key, or just like a chord progression that you love in general?
I mean, chord progression depends. We try to switch it up a good bit.
Yeah.
Subconsciously. We don't even really think of it, but, you know, we end up having a lot of variety.
Yeah, just to keep some different identity between the songs.
Right. I would say that the key of G, a lot of times I tend to write in, and producers like my voice there. So we do a lot of stuff in key of G.
Nice. Really convenient. Got a... Most guitarists know, that whole key pretty well and everything.
That's right.
They can leave their capos down and just play away with you.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and kind of wrap up the show just by talking about your upcoming releases, which we heard one of those songs as the very first song on this podcast, which was just recently released. I know it's kind of tough with COVID, but any upcoming shows? Are you doing virtual shows or anything in the playbook?
I am always staying in touch with fans through social media and through all those different things. As of now, we're in talks of shows, but of course it's so TBD and just kind of waiting to see what's going to be best for everybody.
Right.
So I don't know about on that end, but I do know that there is new music coming, and that the only thing I've done during quarantine is write. So I'm excited to share what's coming.
Healing was an absolute powerhouse, like I said, and it's exciting to hear more new music on the way. One last question. What would you say like your long-term vision of your musical career is, where you could kind of see yourself just progressing within the next few years, and then maybe farther into the future, 10 or 15 years off?
You know, I think that no matter what I do, because I ask myself this question all the time, what in the world am I going to be doing in 5-10 years? What's that going to look like? And I think, you know, there are a million ways to go about it and look at it and make predictions. But I really, the goal of it all, the purpose of it all, is to keep making music that I'm proud of and that is honest and that's true to who I am. And I hope that as long as I do that, as long as I stay true to writing music that I need to hear, people will find their way to it and connect to it in a way that's really special to them. So I just want to keep creating authentic music that people can find themselves in.
Awesome. Well, it was a pleasure having you on the show today. Thanks for sparing some time to talk with me.
Thank you.
If you want to let the audience know your Instagram handle or different ways to look you up and follow you, that'd be great so they could kind of keep in touch with new things coming out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is so easy, guys. I have made it so easy for you. It is Riley Clemons, RileyClemons, all across the board, everywhere. I got them all.
Nice.
I got the TikTok.
No tricks or gimmicks.
I got the Insta. I caved. I got one. I have them all, so go find me.
All right, great. Well, thanks for being on the show today. It was a joy once again getting to speak with you, and I'm excited about your new single and then just listening to where your career progresses in the future. I think we're all going to be in for an awesome ride.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Nice speaking to you too.